Holy Gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. We're going to hear the Gospel in a different way today. I was sitting at the gate one day and begging. You see, I have to beg because I'm blind. I was born blind. And I sit outside the gate, and I have to beg for my food, and I have to beg for my money. One day, a man came along with some other men. And they said, Rabbi, look at this man. He's blind. Was he born blind? And the man, and Jesus said, yes, he was born blind. Well, he must have sinned. Did his parents sin? No. I'm going to bring glory to God and heal him. Well, I've heard that before. Doctors and healers have come by and they've never been able to do anything. So I just kind of took it with a grain of salt. But he came and he knelt by me. And he started doing something in the mud. I could hear him spit. And I thought, now what? And he said, it's all right. I'm going to make this mud, and I'm going to put it on your eyes. He said, I want you to go down to the pool of Siloam and wash. Do you know the way? Yes, I go down there all the time. So I went down to the pool. I was a bit hesitant. Is this just another gimmick? Is this just another joke? But I did what he said. I put my head into the water and I washed the mud away. And I could not believe what happened. As I lifted my head above the water, I could see ripples. I could see my hands. And I looked up into the sky and I could feel the sunshine, but I could see the sky. My parents had always told me about the colors, but I knew nothing about the colors. My mom used to say, the sky is so blue today. And I finally looked up and I saw the color blue. And I looked around and I saw trees and I saw sand and water and people. And it was so amazing. And I went back and I said, thank you for healing me. But the neighbors and the people around said, this can't be the same person. I said, it is. I was just sitting here at the gate a half an hour ago. And now I'm not the same person. We're going to take you to the Pharisees, they said. So they took me to the Pharisees, and the Pharisees said, this can't be true. Who healed you? This man they called Jesus. They said, it's the Sabbath. He has no right to heal on the Sabbath. He must be a sinner. And you must have been sinned. You were born blind. And I said, I probably have sinned at some point, but I don't think that makes me blind. So I said, take him to his parents. See if this is the same man. And my parents were amazed that I could see. I saw my mom and my dad for the first time. And we cried and we rejoiced. And they said, he has not sinned. We have not sinned. This is my son. He was born this way. And the Pharisees didn't believe us. They went back. And they said, who healed you? And I said, Jesus healed me. Do you not believe me? And they said, no, he must be a sinner. Nobody heals on the Sabbath. So I said, that's not true. And I was really disappointed. Nobody wanted to rejoice with me. Here I had been born blind and now I can see. And nobody wanted to rejoice. They didn't believe. They would rather believe the Pharisees that the laws made more sense than the love of God. And I was sitting under a tree, and Jesus came up to me, and he asked how I was, and I said, I'm so thankful that you healed me. And he said, do you believe in me? And I said, how could I not believe in you? You healed me. And he said, I am the Son of God. Do you believe that? And I said, yes, I believe. Thank you for healing me. So the reason I chose this narrative this morning was because we all have a story in the Bible, each one of us. Last week, we heard about the woman in the well. I have a particular favorite story. But to get closer to God and closer to Jesus, to meditate on a story, we all have that story. Could you be Moses? Moses, he was just a normal guy, stuttered and couldn't speak, but God chose Moses. See, God doesn't choose the rock stars or the kings or the queens. God chooses us, and he heals us in so many ways. So could your story be that of it's gone from my brain, but it'll come back in a minute. The prodigal son, that's what I wanted to say. Could you be the prodigal son? Could you be the brother? Could you be the father? Could you relate to any of those? How has God worked in your life? And it's amazing when you start applying that story and meditating on this story, how close you will feel and be able to serve God in that way. Does anybody can connect to a story, their favorite story? The woman with the hemorrhaging, as she touches Jesus' robes and is healed. There's David. David, who is kind of the young guy out in the field, and God chose David to be the king. Anybody, any stories that they can relate to in their life has meaning?